State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. This is a very, very special edition of Big Facts. It's a lot going on. It's the 100th episode. You know what
First
I'm saying?
Of all.
And the most requested motherfucker on the planet Earth for Big Facts decided to pull up on his Pee Wee Longway. Thank you, my brother, for pulling up.
Longway.
For the 100th episode, my brother. How you been, man? Where you been? How you been?
Great, man.
Everything's good?
Stay my distance.
Stay your distance, right? What's up with Pee Wee Longway, man? We got to get into the real. What's up? I mean, I think the biggest thing is fans and music and more music. They want more music.
First of all, wait, before y'all start or whatever, I just got to,
we're drinking
like,
today 200
two
episode.
Things I got to let the world be known. He just dropped us off like 10 packs of sprinkles. So we're going to be high like probably until next season. We got enough weed, you know what I'm saying, for that. And this is a little known fact that like nobody knows, but Pee-wee was the first nigga ever to buy cupcakes for me. And, like, to make me understand, like, that it was some shit that, like, it was a product that I needed to sell. And you know what I'm saying? That it was, like, you know, some shit, like, that needed to be marketed. And that shit, like, that's a huge deal because if it wasn't for him, there would be no JD Cakes. Like, real shit.
Okay.
And if I would have known he was going to be here, I would have had a pack for him waiting, like, for real, for
Pee-wee
him.
Pee-wee got stopped. I'm going to get JD that shit.
Well, I didn't say Kanye. They say Kanye finna get him in some
man,
money.
Man, 20 so. Years from now. 20 years later, I got this nigga. Whatever 20. It is.
All right.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
But you look good, too, bro. What you been on?
You know, Jet, we cut back on a whole bunch of meats and shit. I don't drink no lean and all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
You keep lean?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But you had to go sit down to kick it, or you just said fuck it, close up.
Yeah, you know, I don't gotta sit down and do nothing. Now, hell no, that's the wrong answer right there.
No, as you know, some niggas do though. Some niggas be fucked up when that's some niggas be fucked up on the track. How we
so you saying they
got to
sit down the wig it?
Mm-hmm. Not sit down, like you know,
go to like a facility,
a counselor, all type of shit. Some
like
niggas be fucked up
real.
On that
niggas
shit.
Be like, hell yeah, that shit be crazy.
I ain't had to do that.
You just got strong will.
Yeah.
That's what I did to them. We used to be fucked up drinking this. Long way, long way.
The first thing is, where is the motherfucking music? Because I don't been to the spots before. You got plenty of music. What's
nigga,
going on?
Nigga, don't be putting that shit out, bro.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It's a different rollout about to come out. I owe that to you, JD Tapes.
Yes, like, man, this nigga got, man, so much shit, bro.
When he drop, though, you be having the hardest covers. I'm going to tell you, like, ain't nobody covers harder than Pee Wee Longway. You know what I mean? You got the hardest covers.
I wish I would have had a scream tape, but I guess I ain't catch
you had a scream tape.
I did
the first one. Me and Rip and the Kings. You look at you, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'm a stoner. Fried
up. I did the very first one. I came to the spot and everything.
Definitely a stoner.
Hey, how hard do you think it is for a nigga who already was having paper, able to get paper out the street to be just 100% focused on the music?
Yeah, speak on that.
And putting
speak
out
on
music
that.
And shit.
Say that one more time.
Bruh, come on with the game.
How hard is it for a nigga that's
already was a boss before the music shit.
Getting all his money out of the street to kick the habit and to focus strictly on music, being as how difficult it is to try to do both and be successful without getting caught up in either one of the two?
You know, I'm gonna answer that because everybody trap, so we all trap. So by me being one of them trap persons,
yeah, because nigga, yeah, because you were like
trapped.
Heavy in the game.
No, you just trap. We all trap. You know what I'm saying? You trap too. I see you every day.
Yeah,
you out here with me.
Yeah, for sure.
But
for
shit,
sure.
You know, doing my little journey. I can't say what nobody else can do. But I did the same thing Black did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep back and cool it, man. Stay focused.
I'm saying, how hard is this shit? Like, how hard is it? Like, I know how.
It's very,
I done
very
said,
hard.
Yeah.
It's extremely
difficult.
Especially if you got motion.
And yeah, if you're successful in this already.
But it ain't hard if you got
ambition.
If this is something that can feed all of us in right here.
With no risk.
Yeah, I go live around. It ain't, so I find it not being hard at all.
Yeah, I feel that it's it become like.
I mean, because, you know, we all had to sit down and be like, damn, I'm finna the verse or I want to leave.
But you got to leave.
I want to finish the verse or I want to catch the play. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, go leave.
I'm saying a nigga that, this is what I'm saying all the way. A nigga in the streets getting money, like, I'm getting money, which niggas have been, like, easy. Like, I'm successful in this. But I also fuck around and have a talent. Do you think that kind of...
Man, you discovered that talent around about the same time.
Fact. We got a song to an old song. I got this shit hard to... Both of them. Just started out.
That's what I'm saying, so.
But I'm saying, like, you know, basically what I'm saying is, like, the transition of the shit.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, how hard it is. It's very... Be honest, you know it's very hard, bro, to stop money to go get some more money. I don't find that being hard at all.
But generally, you taking a little bit of whoever would be taking a little bit of a pay cut. I think that's kind of what they're getting at too. Like, you kind of leaving
some like you already up here doing this,
so
you
gotta go
start kind of
be a
in
rookie
the grind
somewhere.
Area to do this.
Like, you a veteran here, but you gotta go be a rookie somewhere else. But you know you're gonna. You know it's gonna work, but
we're gonna take the same grind right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Moving forward, you said you got to roll out for this new music, and I'm only complaining to you because the fans complain to us. Are they gonna get more music moving forward? More consistent.
Of course, yes.
Yes.
A lot of more music.
A lot of more music.
I'm unstoppable first and foremost.
Got you.
And we're gonna go on and roll it out to 23.
Okay.
Yeah, man. George.
So basically what I'm trying to say, do you enjoy having sprinkles or rhymes the most? Like,
when you don't got no show, what you gonna do?
Huh?
I'm just saying, you gotta make your back in, don't you?
He said, if you ain't have Big Facts to shit show, what would you enjoy the most?
No, I'm saying, not for sure.
Slow. It's the day can't nobody come outside. COVID.
Yeah. Mm. And then you start this shit and this shit off.
I didn't get booked Thursday. I'm saying this Friday.
But you ain't get booked because you ain't putting out music.
That mean that's cause the day they didn't want to book me that weekend. I'm booked the next weekend. It just I might be booked that Saturday. I'm supposed to be in my mind. I'm supposed to be booked Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If I can Thursday, Friday. So them days got to be made up some kind of way.
You think? Oh, we got it. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But if you think if you putting out the music,
and yeah. If I were putting out the music,
hey, plug the camera back up, man. Your cameraman tripping over there, man. He wigging, man.
I met him right here. Yeah, that Husky, man.
Husky, the biggest Big Facts ever, the 100th episode. Yes, God damn it. Yes. This is Big Facts.
And we're off to a great start.
Yes. This is Big Facts.
But now I get what you're saying. Basically, like, that shit, whether you get booked or not, that shit is already accounted for. So even if you aren't booked, shit, that shit still got to be made. Basically, so
get,
that's what it is.
I keep trying like that.
I get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
What I'm saying?
That everything good.
This is what we've been waiting on. We've been waiting on this thing.
Oh my God.
Shit, what you want me to say? What I'm saying is, do you think you don't put the music out because I know how to get paper anyway? That's what I'm asking.
That's like, something that's, I can't take from Black. Ever in life.
What that?
Stop from getting money.
Yeah.
I can't stop Jay from getting money. I can't stop
anybody from getting
money. A hustle gonna hustle.
Stop me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hustle don't stop. Yeah. They keep going.
I overstand.
Thank you for the song,
Jay.
Yeah, anytime, my nigga.
How often you chop it up with Gucci? How often you chop it up with Thug?
I just left. I had put all nighter with Thug. Actually, just now, he just did a song for me. Shout out to Thug. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back tonight and do some more music.
All right.
That is hard.
I see Gua when I see Gua. He'll DM me. He'll DM me before he texts me. Man, he's just sitting like that. My brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know. Goo out doing goo out.
Mm.
Long way.
Doing a long way.
There
he is. This is going to be real straight to the point. I like it.
Yes. So look, right. So my question to you is, because I know that you have two beautiful children.
Ain't a man.
Two beautiful children. So how do you balance life being, okay, long way to trapper, Pee Wee Long Way to rapper, and daddy.
Like Chance the Rapper, trapper, like Chance, like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely got a way that you, I think they come first because I got to do whatever she say they do before I leave out the door. If I don't make it, I had to try to rush home,
right,
and do what I got to do,
right.
But they first, and then clients and shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then
music.
Pee Wee Long Way shit.
Music.
Okay.
Take it back from where all this shit started from, like before nigga Pee Wee.
I'm kicking it with you, bro.
Nah, bro. I'm talking about before all that. Before all that. Like. Acting here retarded, bro. He know how to shift that shit, bro.
Yes.
Bro, you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
that nigga too smart, bro.
Like, I seen a meme one time. He was on another interview. Nigga was like, if a nigga ever in the interrogation room, I want him to be with him with me. Like, this nigga know how not to say nothing.
I don't want me with him.
No,
I don't want to get interrogated. I'd rather for you to keep interrogating me, but they do that.
Hey, no, you know what I'm saying. Hey,
I did what you saying.
Where started that for you? To make you want to hustle, get some money, whatever, what it was that made you want some paper?
I seen a nigga like Black out there, man. I'm like, shit, boy.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm saying,
I'm telling the truth.
For sure,
man. Bank inspired a lot of niggas to get money in this city.
There's a guy ask them, they pay cash for them.
Oh, nah, for sure that right.
That's
now.
All I'm saying.
Nah,
sure.
Yeah. Right, okay, right. Now. Okay, okay now. Excellent. Nigga low with you on this shit, man. Bruh, we excited, you. Bro. You right here. This is a milestone for us. 100 episode. I ain't never did nothing 100 times. So I got some pussy. I never did nothing 100 times, bro. So this shit major for us. We happy to have a long way here, a real Atlanta nigga that's been around this motherfucker.
I'm
doing
really
his
excited.
Thing, staying in his lane.
I'm super excited because
this love right
that's
here.
That's my
bro.
Baby.
For sure.
Yes.
What is the real Atlanta from long way perspective? Just break it down. When people say real Atlanta, what is real Atlanta? So the folks will know watching nationwide.
Jay?
Jay, okay.
Real Atlanta, man. Jay yeah. set that shit up for me.
Set it up for long. Set it
nah,
up.
Nah, like.
I'm drinking. I ain't.
Yeah, hey, yeah, give me a shot.
Way. I'm going to break it up. Come on, give me a shot, man. You got one?
What is it right here?
Pomegranate.
Let me see the bottle. I'm going to just shout out the bottle. Yeah.
What that was you just had?
The
I don't know shit you said unpulled me.
Waiting on this,
Magic drink.
Yeah, we gonna freeze on that for right now, yeah.
But yeah, Jade, okay, what's the real Atlanta? Why you getting it right?
The real Atlanta.
Let's talk about the real Atlanta, everybody.
To me.
Okay, I like that screen.
Yeah.
To me, though, the...
If you were here before the Olympics, man, you yeah. consider yourself
here before the Olympics.
The Ouija board, right?
Yeah,
if you were here, like when the projects were up,
oh,
then, like,
there you go.
You're the real Atlanta. Like,
Techwood.
If you've been to like Capitol Homes, Capitol you've been to Perry Homes, you've been to Jonesboro South, you've been to like all of these places. Like,
East Lake with Black. Wait, you Ed Wood you, with Black Phone.
Yeah, like all that shit. Like, if you've been there, and you know what I'm saying, you've gone there and you were allowed to like come back or. You know, frequent those different areas and sections without a problem, then, like, even if you had a problem, because niggas been beefing in the city, like, since the beginning of time. But as long as you survived and, like, made it out of that shit, then technically you're the real Atlanta.
That's from an older point of view. If you born here.
So you got to survive like the army people.
Survival. You survive.
Back in those days, the city was treacherous.
Remember the
treacherous.
Don't do that, long.
When y'all was growing up, that shit was fire.
The floor. You talk.
You crazy.
Y'all wild.
It ain't me. I'm a whole nother nigga, but I'm on the podcast.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, dude.
Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future.
I don't know that man you keep talking about.
We talk about
podcaster.
Seen that new Jay-Z movie.
This
the man come back, man. Gotta come back.
Yeah.
You lay down, you a fool.
I'll drink to that. Let me take another shot.
Me too,
man.
Give me one. You lay down, you a fool, boy.
We all just gonna be drunk.
Oh, nah, that's just what it is. We vibing out, we locked in. We can't get no answers out there, nigga, so we don't have to be here for a minute.
But then we finished the
real Atlanta.
Jade. Then we finished the real Atlanta, so the real Atlanta is.
What's your definition of it?
Anybody that got it in their heart to me.
Thank you.
I like that.
That black definition. What's your definition?
I agree with him, what he said.
So are we going to go so far as to where niggas were born? Is that going to be considered real Atlanta also?
Yeah. I mean...
Like the Grady's and the Crawford Longs.
That's just,
that
just some street myth shit. If you born in Atlanta, man, it don't matter. If you born in Crawford, goddamn some shit all in.
Nah, I ain't going to give you that.
Why?
Talk to him, Jay.
Go ahead. Because I was born in Grady Hospital.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I was born in Crawford Longs.
I was just trying to say something.
I know it's Midtown, but it's still Atlanta. But fucking...
So can Decatur niggas be real Atlanta?
Nah, they real. Born in Decatur. Real.
So if you born in Crawford Longs, you ain't real Atlanta. Because we consider Grady, you got to be born in Grady.
Where was you born in Decatur? Babies.
Yeah.
You can't be real Atlanta if you was born in Decatur?
That just was shit niggas say just to make it seem like to me.
Ask the question to the people.
You real Decatur. You ain't real Atlanta.
Go to Decatur Hospital and go to Grady. Go to Crawford Long and go back to Grady. And you tell me the difference. From the interest.
Everything.
And you gonna understand why he a Grady better.
Something about that Grady.
It's on my birth certificate. But everybody around my age was born at Grady.
My
first. My first.
I feel like, and I also feel like, if you haven't been to like certain milestones, then you're not really from Atlanta. Like, if you haven't eaten at like a fucking a Busy Bee or like a Walters on Cleveland, or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, Chantrell's in the West End, like. you're not really from Atlanta. If you haven't been to like,
you can't say that because they folk got they eating their hood and they can't they gonna talk
can't
about
say
they
that. Yeah. Cause you gotta think, bro. We used to be niggas. It's some niggas that didn't even know, like I say, didn't know how to get to Lennox, bro, in the hood. So you can't say.
Yeah, I did learn about Lennox.
We did a lot of shit because we were hustlers and we was around doing what we wanted to do.
You right.
Niggas who can't move around, no matter where you from.
I was dressing like black, man. If I wasn't in it, man.
For real.
Man, that stuff I don't know. See what I'm saying? You got to think about it, black. I just went down a little bit. I had to go that way. You had that stuff on, you know, you'll put that shit on and you trap gear. They don't know what kind of gear he got on. See what I'm saying? He one of them guys that'll drill like this and just drill like that.
Big old bankroll.
Somebody did crap.
You're crazy, man.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
So what you was fucking with, Mo? Let's flip it to that. The new Atlanta or the old Atlanta? What you was fucking with, Mo?
I can't say shit. I got money in all arrows.
Mm.
I'm just gonna keep it real, so I can't say what.
So
I'm
with certain shit,
I don't know what's new and old.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah,
like old is like I don't want to say the 90s.
It's the internet, and then it's the hustle era.
Well, that you can break it up like that.
But it's all the same.
Or we can say like the 90s, and then past the 90s. You can look at it that way, too. Because shit changed after the 90s was over.
It's my don't go chasing water.
Like TLC 90s?
That's the 90s.
I was like eight.
Outkast. But up to Diablos and up to Freaknicks and up to...
What you were doing Diablo camera?
Listening, learning how to DJ, trying to figure out how to get some money.
You was scared of that.
My cousins was out there. I wasn't out there. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little too young to be out there. I was a little too young. But, and we saw Oomph Camp come up and all that shit. Okay, all that shit is kind of like 90s Atlanta. Yeah. Then, like, oh, I gotta, damn, it's hard to call Tip New Atlanta. That's tough. I feel what you're saying. But, like, Tip, Jeezy, and Forward, ain't that a... Ain't that a new era of Atlanta? Music. Like I'm talking about music.
They kind of like on the fence because Tip has been around.
Who before them?
Like.
Was it Pastor Troy and
Kilo.
Kilo.
Kilo Ali.
That shit was back.
That's what I said, 90s. That's the 90s.
Nah, but see, you can't. But see, okay, so let me ask
so that wasn't Atlanta?
Who you listen to? This may be like controversial.
You know
some
real music. I ain't actually no crazy shit like that. You know real music.
We listen to shit that was out, like you said, Diablo.
Yeah.
Got them from the east side with this nigga.
Because after Kilo had his little controversy, I don't think niggas like really listen to him.
I'm talking about Kilo. I'm talking about Mr. Collie Park. I'm talking about Yin Yang Twins. I'm talking
about Wicked and Nino them.
Ghetto Mafia.
Rapper though. Them different rappers like.
Yeah, it was different eras.
When them niggas came, that's when niggas started getting money off music.
The first time I heard.
Nah, them niggas came in, that's when niggas started getting money. So this shit started making the dope boys go mainstream. Made Atlanta get look different like.
That's real.
It was cool when Andre 3000, all them
Lil niggas. Lil Jon made money too cool. though. There was some different shit, but Lil Jon.
Yeah, but that wasn't represent for what we feel like.
Right, street.
Them y'all niggas went out there with the. With the, you know, the G's, the Tips, the Gucci's, all that shit changed it to where make a nigga feel like, long way feel like, I'm gonna try this shit. I'm gonna get in the booth.
Yeah.
Cause these niggas just like, you know what I'm saying?
What's the New Atlanta now?
New Atlanta, if you look into the blogs and shit and fuck
okay,
the blogs.
Okay, now. Okay. Is Jay going to the studio and make a hit right now, is she gonna be New Atlanta?
Ooh, that's a good question. She gonna be New Atlanta as far as music is concerned to the masses, cause she ain't never made no music. But to us, it is.
He made music. He going to make a hit right now. He going to be New Atlanta?
That's a great point.
That's a right or wrong?
But he already had a hit.
Nah, he crank up again.
But being New Atlanta, ain't nothing wrong with that. Because Lil Baby the New Atlanta.
Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
But he's Atlanta nigga.
Yeah,
but
what's the New
Atlanta? He the new face. I guess the new
that's
face.
What it, yeah, because I don't want to be, I can't classify them boy, nobody new and old. And like, because I don't, like, what you consider yourself then?
As far as music,
he can't see he the old and I can't. Come podcast. On, come on, cut it out.
Cut it out. Podcast. Shit,
your song come on right now in the club. We're gonna
that's
have
the old. That's some old, like you say, old in them.
Yeah, throw it.
It ain't new.
If you ask, look, this, oh, this,
you,
this,
you,
this,
you feel like you got, you feel like a young nigga got more newer swag than you or something like you feel like. I don't know what how you saying like you saying older like what you saying like you washed up you don't know what's going on.
No, what I'm saying is I done moved into another space, me myself personally.
I definitely know that, but yeah, you that don't mean that you out there you ain't rapper. Tapped in.
Oh no, for sure tapped in.
So you ahead, you 30,000 steps ahead, you probably saying shit, this motherfucking song right, they can go in there and say this right here, this shit gonna go. Now one of them they go in there and say it, watch you gonna be like, damn, but then how many times you did it?
A lot. Yeah. A lot.
Facts.
That make you new or old?
I feel like I'm over with in the rap shit.
No,
I ain't
that ain't. That definitely dead on song, that. You saying, because I'm saying, I don't understand. I can't classify. I understand what you're saying, because them niggas, the new niggas, that like the up and come, the rappers who got the flow right now, they going the fuck crazy, but I don't, like they grind. Like they, you got to think about from when they start rapping, they might make them, oh, they probably start rapping when we start rapping, probably. You know? Mm.
Yeah,
like I see what you're saying. Like, 2 Chainz was probably rapping during what we would consider the old Atlanta, but didn't become 2 Chainz till.
And you see how far he got, like.
Right.
Me and him just came out of nowhere, just trying when and found something. And then,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Minus a nigga knowing how to rap.
Yeah.
That thing, that's like on Hustler time though. Like, we tried this shit on some hustle shit. That's why I feel like you don't just put out
music. I did go in there and try to hustle. Now I went in there having fun. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. But like, I can do it because it's money involved.
Oh, but
like,
you're saying, just, but he's like, saying because
you was already been it. You was already had a label. I ain't know a damn thing about that when I first started. You know what I'm saying?
No, but he's saying like, as far as you and 2 Chainz, like y'all are hustlers naturally born from the street.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of y'all looking at it like it's just, okay, some music shit I'm finna try, y'all are looking at it as possibly another hustle. So let me apply the same tactics from the street shit to the music shit.
Makes but sense. It's a lot of niggas that didn't come from the street right now.
Yeah.
And they lit up in their rap shit.
Nah, yeah.
Facts.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah. But then they always try to run back to where we come from, trying to.
That's the culture side of it, though. They like the culture side of it. If a nigga don't do that, then it ain't gonna be.
If I wouldn't give a damn if I come from the suburb, whatever the fuck you wanna call it, and I make a hit song, some hit song, I ain't finna go back trying to sell no bag.
Yeah, if you ain't never done it before you got rapping.
What you say?
Like fed a while.
Nah, but you can't say that.
We can't say that. That wasn't Fetty Wap.
That's what I'm saying. I think Wap was
before. He came in the game. Ain't Fetty Wap.
Before he started rapping.
He came in the game. Ain't Fetty Wap.
But and you just,
I just want
to
know.
Just sold out them number one hits, though. You don't put it. You don't put to be touching. I ain't saying you put me.
Nah, you right about that.
Ain't no way in the hell. That's like insane.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be in the proximity of this.
But what he's saying is, like a nigga that ain't never done it before, go out and make a hit, and then go try to do that.
Oh yeah, that's just all the way back.
To verify themselves or make it seem like they.
You saying basically?
Say that again.
They trying to live up to.
So you go, you a scout. You go get your football player right now. Boom. You turn him up. Boom. Send him on to the league. You do all that shit. He gone on. He go want to buy 2,000-3,000 bowls, and he ain't never did this shit. Then he like, what name? That other teammate said they rolling. He, you see what I'm saying? He don't know nothing about that. But I'm trying to figure out how in the hell he gonna go from the millions to trying to go make the couple hundred thousand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
They doing it.
What you think they come from?
Insecurity?
Yeah, reading them, just taking the wrong idea from what a nigga trying to paint. You know what I'm saying? You know, we saying what we saying in the rap. You know, niggas in saying all this fly shit in the rap, they probably listening and shit. And, you know, it sounds cool and they having paper. So, you know, you can do what you want to do. And they go re-up, you know, nigga probably, the music's grown though. You know what I'm saying? Some of that shit come through music. Some of that shit come from idols, you know, looking up to niggas in the street. Some of that shit, you know, I don't know. I can't say me gets a million then try to do that.
Nah.
Yeah. Me neither.
It's going backwards. Yeah, what you think make niggas do a scream? Like you think it make think the pressure of a nigga be able to say that he ain't never did none of that shit you saying?
I think that's security. A big part of that. But some niggas just go broke. Some niggas just get money and go broke and fall off.
But I'm confused.
A nigga can go broke.
Listen. He ain't talking about the niggas who went broke.
Oh, yeah, talking about the people.
These folks are lit on some legit shit. And then they try to dip back into
that's
the
insecurity.
Shit that they feel like.
Nah, that shit. I'm going to tell you where that shit come from on some G shit. That shit come from not knowing how to employ your niggas. So if you don't know how to employ your niggas, the nigga, your man saying, bro, just get some bags. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where the shit come from. That's how niggas get caught up. Like, I don't know how else to feed these niggas. All we knew is, all they know is this.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? All these niggas know is this. All the niggas that I want to be around to rap this shit,
mm-hmm.
to vouch this shit, to make me stamp me, they hustlers.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
I got to do it.
No, you better not do it. Oh, you saying? Oh, yeah. You just get caught up in it, bro. You're
caught up.
You rapping about nothing, you want to see it. Shit, we got it. Let me see this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You damn shit to prove.
Exactly.
That way you just saying what it is. You got something to prove. You just said it. Nah, but that shit, that's stupid, man. Hey, man, you give your partner some money, man, as a gift. Tell the man don't tell you what it's for. I ain't got nothing to do with this. If I'm a rapper, my partner, I might know what you do. You want to borrow some money? Bro, don't talk to me, but tell me you finna go buy no pounds. I don't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Right.
Or no bricks or whatever.
Just, ignorance is bliss.
I just need some money for my friend here.
Yeah.
My account, whatever. I don't know. I'm not supporting. I mean, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That nigga caught up.
Yeah.
How them conspiracies go?
Hell yeah.
Nigga ain't sold shit. But you the whole time, you don't even know you done funded some shit.
You done funded the whole operation, yeah. Mm. That shit be crazy. Niggas, man, a lot of niggas done went down like that. Like, the shit be fucked up.
All this shit could be avoided by just being yourself.
What you think the key of staying out, like, all that bullshit? Because you don't never be in bullshit, like, in the blogs. So what you think the key to that shit is?
I know what he's going to say.
Come on with it, Jay. Tell him for real. If you say whatever, I'm going to give you the right, what I think.
Shit, you gotta just stay at the spot and stay out them folks' way. Yeah, stay out them folks' way.
Ain't it great to have a spot and stay out the way though?
Yeah. That's the smartest thing. I start playing Call of Duty. That's my little thing.
You play it on the shit where the fans can see you play it.
Nah, he be trying to get him in that shit.
What's the name of that shit?
Call it
Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I got all this shit. I'm going to get him into it.
But they got shit now. You can play that shit and screen the music at the same time, though, right?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
See, but he already had a meeting with Twitch before. Like, there ain't nothing for him to reach out. You know what I'm saying? Set some shit up. Lil Jon and them niggas was just playing for their release. Them niggas was garbage. They just put some shit together real fast. You can bring everybody to that shit. So my niggas are really playing.
Stay at the spot. Stay out the way. Stack it up. Stay focused. Stay cool. You think you make a song like every day? Or you fuck with the studio every day? Or almost every day?
I ain't gonna say I make one every day, but when I do go, I can make one like a CD.
Okay. Oh, you lock in what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think that studio grind when you can do all the songs come from being a hell goo up? You got a race in that boot, but yeah, we'll get on those. Nigga, everybody be standing by the door to get on the motherfucker. Soon that nigga walk out, that motherfucker, nigga, right in there. Nigga racing in that boot, man.
Some people don't like, some street artists don't like, I think even Bank, you said this, some street artists don't like performing. Do you like performing? Of course, we know you love the front end and back end. We know that.
I ain't. Me putting that stuff on for them people.
You like that part.
You serious?
I got you. Putting that shit on for them folks.
Yeah.
Even, just as good as the picking up the back end. Just as good, I feel you.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Pee Wee Longway is with us on the 100th episode of Big Facts. Yes. It's the classic. You putting that shit on for the
What's culture. The most shit you do that people don't know you do? Like how you say you just start playing the game and shit?
I be chewing gum and shit.
That was deep, bro. Somebody gonna get in the comments and be like, "That was deep."
That being real, nah, but real though. That was some real G shit. Nah, I fuck with them dogs and shit, like the Frenchies and shit, man. Spud.
Oh, for sure.
Shout out to Shit Face.
So what's some shit you just? What's on that list of shit you got to do as long way? You know what I'm saying? You know you're getting money. You want to get more money. You know what I'm saying? You successfully had a music career. I'm sure you got several businesses and shit like that.
Have you done any investing? Like crypto or, you know, like NFTs, any of that kind of shit?
Mm-mm, I'm finna get them advanced from a man's in the Bitcoin joint, though.
Okay.
You said in advance?
From Fungazi.
Yeah. Oh, you finna drop an album bank for a Bitcoin or 10 of them or 20 of them?
Nah, I can't. My nerve too bad to be in that booth. I can't even. That shit make me feel like I know this shit whack. Try and record it. I don't want to do it. I just feel PTSD. Like that, bro.
Now, ask him how many years ago that was when Gucci had studio.
That shit was in what? 2000.
That was 2010. Almost 10 years. Over 10 years, actually. Yeah. That was 11.
Yeah, yeah. It's 2011, 2012. Right now, 21. It's 21.
About to be 22.
11 years later, he's still saying the same.
Who basically saying the same shit?
Nah, you just said for real shit, though. And we doing some hard ass shit, too.
So, look, I ask everybody this that, like, comes here or whatever, like, if you had like a bucket list or a list of shit that you wanted to do like before you checked out of here or whatever, like what would be on your list? Like some food you, like you want to try? List? Yeah, like some place you want to go.
Hold on, say it again.
Like a bucket list, like a list of shit that you want to do before you clock out permanently. Like, it can be some food that you want to try, a place you want to go, an activity that you want to do, like, anything. Like,
hey.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going nowhere.
I knew that was you going to say. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
I got Elon Musk hold on right now.
I gotta say, you about to retire that one. Yeah. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Niggas is locked in at you.
I'm done.
I got a question for my brother Pee Wee. Hopefully, he okay. If Pee Wee Longway had a podcast, what would you be talking about on the podcast? How would your setup be? All that shit. Paint that picture for us. You can at least do that for us. For sure. We got the bud here. Okay, cool. Bud, for sure. What else? And what else would you what would you be talking about on your podcast? The Long Way podcast.
How to graduate school.
How to graduate. Mm-hmm.
It's the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The school or school?
The school. The if school. You know, you know.
Got you. If you know, you know. How to graduate.
Straight up.
Which basically your podcast would be about getting money. It would be about getting money, is what you said.
I mean, you know, everybody go to school, be like a doctor, lawyer, something to get some money, feel me? So teach that shit.
How you gonna teach that? You ain't never did that though.
I read up on it every night.
Oh. But it's already in the making.
Stay tuned.
Long way teaching the school.
The long way class.
Oh, okay.
People long way is here. Big Facts 100 episode. Bank, Jade, Scream, Long Way. You know what I'm saying?
We got sprinkles in this motherfucker.
Sprinkles, Deli.
Hey, when was the time that you knew, like, I know a nigga gonna say, I knew from when I started, but like, when you knew, like, oh, these folks fuck with Pee Wee Game on their music shit.
I really didn't. You know what? When I made the Jane Bun, that shit did 6 million views when Goo I dropped that time.
Yeah.
And my shit did 6 million views that time. Nobody know who the hell I was in the song called Jane Bun.
I disagree. I think, well, for me, I realized that, like, he was going up on some other shit, like on the rap shit. When everybody was running around the lobby.
Everybody was running around the everybody motherfucking lobby.
Everybody and their fucking
lobby.
Mama was running around the lobby.
That was it.
Like, real nigga shit. Like,
that nigga had to start
this nigga
back
is different shit. Yeah. type shit.
What about some of the shit that niggas don't know, like, that shit come from Long Way? That's in this game right now.
Everything.
Let them say it. What it is. What it is, Long Way. Like,
I'm
going to
let them say it, but I'm just saying everything.
Shit,
like,
Like, what you mean? Like, what
I'm
you
saying,
mean?
Like, just say, Vincent, like, some shit that may have been.
I'm sorry.
In this game, like, shit that you brought to the culture that people don't know, that's some Long Way shit that we know in the streets, like Atlanta know. Like,
he's not gonna say it.
Like, there's a lot of shit I've seen y'all niggas doing before y'all was rappers that niggas do on the rap scene. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But people don't know, like, oh, he talking like Long Way.
Okay. Yeah. Whole lot of flavor, like, yeah, you know, yeah.
The entire swag, like.
They hold that down, it came from Long Way, right?
Yeah.
All hold that,
shit,
hold that
I
down.
I just taught him how to get high.
Like,
you said
all
you
that
what?
Shit.
Taught him how to get high.
You taught him how to get high.
That's it.
The original like stoner, like taught him how to get high. The original trapper.
It's like, you got to think about it's only like stoners out there that came in with that stoner music, preaching all them boys that music on our stoner level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot of folk like they kick. They just like, you know what I mean? I like the way they kick. They like the way I kick tight shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But
what's up, dog?
But a lot of this shit was born from him. Straight up,
like,
wait,
tell me, Jay, because I've been on that.
Like for niggas, like. I'm not saying like original trapper shit. Like, he was the first nigga that ever trapped or no shit like that. But as far as like how y'all talking about the quote unquote new Atlanta or whatever, he was like, I don't want to say too much, but he was the first nigga to like really make that shit cool and seen for the new generation. Like, you got the trap era with, like, the Gucci's and the Tips and all them niggas or whatever, and that's cool. But what I'm saying is for, like, for the new kids on the block, the new trap kids on the block or whatever, like, most of that shit was born from him. Like the bankrolls, the you know, like, the surf, you know, like, how you work, you know what I'm saying? Like, all kind of shit. I don't really want to go too far into it, but it's like, a lot of that shit, most of that shit
flavor.
Came from him.
It sound like, yeah, flavor, lingo, like, lingo, flavor.
Give an example of a nigga who you saw popping and you were like, now that's how you popping. Coming up as a young nigga. Before you start to be long way. You get what I'm saying?
Well, that's a lot of niggas, man. White boy Marco.
For sure. Free white boy. You just said. They give you like
this is city shit for y'all that don't understand. Mm-hmm. Is out there looking.
Yeah. You feel like they gave you the inspiration to be like.
Yeah, big my brother. You know what I'm saying? First of all, my fault.
Yeah.
He was doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas in the hood, around the hood, but like you were saying, like popping it for me. I get it to Marco.
Fact. For sure. Free that boy Marco, man. They gonna be watching this one in the chain gang anyway. I know that.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's some shit you took from the streets to this game with you, to this rap game, and to, you know, when you got legit? What's some shit you took that you hold with you, like?
Oh, that whole format had to come on over, roll over.
What's some shit you left?
The shit that supposed to stay.
It's still there. It's still there. It's still there.
That's a good idea, bro. I ain't go to home. I'm like, fuck you, shit.
Real shit. That's a good answer, bro. That shit mean a lot of... It mean a lot. See, you know how to make them shout answers.
Yeah.
But it mean a whole everything. Lot.
Yeah.
You hard, so, my brother.
Straight to the point.
What we doing no long way? What you want to talk
I
about?
I
want
to kick with you one time. You been partying, you know what I'm saying? I like what you got going on. Y'all three, y'all a nice trio. Feel me?
And love.
I see what... You don't care nothing about rap, though, no more. I see what... Let me hear about you, man. Tell me what's going on in your world.
Long Way Podcast. Here we go.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Let's get it.
Long Way
Podcast. Oh, yeah, this is 100th anyway.
This is 100th.
Yeah, we need to let this nigga interview us. That's the only way he gonna talk. Let's go.
Come on. He talking to you, though.
Oh, what you say?
What made you want to do that, my nigga?
Scream. You know I'm into I quit already?
You ain't never quit?
Y'all don't know I quit.
What you quit?
The podcast. I'm talking about the podcast.
I can see you in there showing that, man.
Not showing that, just calling. Like, you know what, bro?
Fuck this. I ain't doing this shit.
It just, I don't know, bro. Shit crazy.
You thank God you stayed or what?
For sure. This shit became therapy, though. Need to get this shit out that you be thinking. Yeah. A lot of this shit be on your brain goddamn. Loosening screws.
Well, so what hit Black, like that day, like to say, fuck this shit, I'm going back to podcast.
When we did the Future shit,
that's when I knew I could do it. Yeah. When I did, in the Future called me. He said he about to drop an album. He want me to interview him. Ask him anything I want
to
ask him.
Well, we had to go to New York.
Basically, let's talk about the shit we talk about. Oh yeah, don't ask you that. I'm gonna go back to that question. You know what I mean? I know myself personally that you originator of a lot of shit. And I'm not saying no specific shit, person took shit from you, because I see a lot of your shit sprinkled around in this game. I'm being 100 just off of me knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
Name one thing that you feel like that's that long way shit.
Wow. Oh no, that's the owner.
The double entendres.
The flow. The flow. You got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he'll take
even
it.
All the even all like the little lingo, like not little lingo, but
it's
you know, like
that just say they looked up to a nigga and just like fuck. You know, it'd be surprising to me though, because you know, I'm still having fun in the booth. It ain't. I'm like, y'all little nigga, real deal hard rapper. How the hell you think? What the hell you too much? You look up to me and what I'm doing?
Yeah, I better cut this shit. When you give something to a person, you don't know what you're giving them. Like,
yeah,
when you give something to the world, you don't know what you're giving it because it's coming from you. You know what I'm saying? So you give him some shit, that nigga looking at that shit is special, like, boy, you playing with that. That's it.
All right.
You it. You get what I'm saying? So a nigga take that shit and emulate it and put it with their own way. But you can see yourself, like, you wasn't just doing that before you met me.
Mm. All right.
And it don't be like, niggas should be flattered when you see that.
Mm.
But I know a nigga ain't gonna be on no, boy, I don't know. I know you ain't even that kind of nigga. To be on no, I did this ass shit. I'm just trying to, like, see, do you know?
He doesn't.
I definitely do.
He doesn't understand the magnitude, because, like, even...
Am I tripping?
Not, like, even when he was transitioning into, okay, I'm really finna be a rapper and do this rap shit, because... I put so much money into these niggas and, you know, shit happens, life happens, all kind of shit goes wrong. And I'm going to invest in myself, fuck this shit and try it out and see how it goes. Like, even when he was starting to do that, he didn't realize how big of an impact and how big of an influence he actually was all the way back then. So it's like now that he's done all of this major fantastic growth, he's grown into this big, huge artist and this person that people have come to love because of his personality and all that kind of shit. I still personally feel like he underestimates his power when it comes to the influence that he has over other people and other artists and shit like that. Just me personally.
See, there how it went.
Pick on the story.
Scooter know me. But WAP know me too. But Scooter having show, he cracking at the time. He hear that
Slack got a Thug got a song that the whole club go crazy over before he performed. So WAP called me and I take him there. Just like that.
That's it?
And that where the journey went. But they ain't gonna say that's it because it was just like a whole lot of shit way before that. You know what I'm saying? We all did like studio like.
So you saying Street got now told WAP Thug going crazy.
It's a song that him, Duke, and Wicked got going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that got
Who's on top?
Who's on top? Yeah. I was in the video shoot, yeah. So he heard it. He, who's on him top? Too. He like, goddamn, it's Lil Mansion.
Yeah, Cascade.
And at the time, Thug, Duke, and Wicked, they were signed to you.
They weren't never signed to me.
Y'all just brothers. Y'all just brothers, basically.
Yeah, that's just like,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But he was behind Duke and Wicked.
Yeah.
Not signed to you, but like, okay.
Whatever they told me to do, I did.
And Scooter, Slime, I mean,
Street.
WAP reached out to Pee Wee.
To my, I want to sign you.
What he did me say?
I said, what the fuck you mean you want to sign me, my nigga? He said, I just want to sign you. I don't want to sign him unless I sign you. I said, bro, you can't. I don't. What the hell you gonna do with me?
That's what he
said. You see what I'm saying? But he talking about off the mean. He talking about just how I kick it. In my, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, shit, I'm gonna pop some flavor. So he was like, shit. Off that, he knew it was gonna lead to something. You see what I'm saying? I get
back then, all the way back then.
Facts.
And look where we at now.
He know that shit, though.
Yeah, look where we at now.
My bullshit side, he know them niggas. He was telling me when we been straight, that nigga Pee Wee hard. He just playing that nigga hard, though. And y'all niggas start being in the booth every day like, oh, he's serious. The shit come by later.
You got things like, it's fun. It just become fun. I don't even know how to go in there and come, go in there and make a hit and get frustrated like you go to my... My song with
I used when we playing my shit and everything, but erase my shit off the computer for them niggas come. I don't even want niggas to hear my shit, bro. Just cause I just that wasn't my never my passion on music shit. Like I like music, but me being the nigga, I just ain't never want that.
You had them you kicked the door down with a big ass song though.
Yeah. But I made my sacrifice to push.
Oh yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I kept it going, like you said, nigga, we ain't gonna stop. Both of them niggas got locked up the same day. I made a song. This shit kept the shit alive. AB come home, get signed. Mm-hmm. Throw it up. We ready. We lit. Now, okay, I can step back. Because he can really rap. Like, I just feel like I'm lucky.
But Pee Wee did the same shit, though. Pee Wee did the same shit. He took the sacrifice to keep the shit going, and the shit took off. He was playing at first, but then when, like, he really, like, got into it. The shit went all the way up, and it ain't come down.
If you was to sign an artist right now, what kind of artist would you sign? Like, who you looking for? What you looking for?
Ju-Wop.
What that is?
Little Ju-Wop.
Artist. Oh, you already got
that
an artist.
Hard, yeah.
What his name, Ju-Wop?
Mm-hmm.
Where you from?
He from Columbia, Georgia.
Okay, hard. Think I did see him on your page.
Yeah, that nigga going crazy.
Where you up here now?
Mm-mm. He down there, that. You one of them young niggas.
Well, okay. Bring it to the shit show. Let's see what you all got going on. You gotta do them, get up there and rock with them. You know they
go. I ain't gonna cut. I'm gonna let them get up there and rock itself. You gonna see what's going on. Watch what happens.
I'll fuck with it if you fuck with it.
I know what's going on.
Yeah. Somebody used to salute you a lot, man. I think he one of the first names, if not the first name he'll mention when you talk to him, was Nipsey. What was your relationship like with Nipsey? Nipsey always be like, Pee Wee, you know Pee Wee? Like, you say you from Atlanta, he ain't gonna ask you about Pee Wee.
That was before rapping and shit.
Everything.
Yeah.
I knew them boys before that, and I just laid down, you know, the platform. They did, you know what I'm saying, laid down the platform for me out there. I did the platform for them out here.
For sure.
How big was effect that shit was on you, like when that shit happened? Like,
too crazy, because I knew both of them and I knew what could have happened.
Oh, for real?
So
all that goddamn conspiracy theories, goddamn the government killed Nipsey.
It's kept powerful, that cap though.
It's cap.
You know, I don't want to get into that.
But I know that we're not going to get into it. Facts are cap.
Big cap. Mm-hmm. He was powerful though. He was headed to that. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how the, you know, platinum shit, these niggas start going platinum and shit and they gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he got right though. Oh, my prayer to God, man, is, man, hey, man, if the next level is something that I got to lose, something that I don't want to lose, keep it. I'm good at being banked right here. Mm. No cap.
Right.
If I got to go to another level to goddamn start losing the wrong shit, I ain't willing to sacrifice that. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with being this nigga.
That's real.
You know I've been working my ass off of that.
You ain't putting it out, though, bro.
So that's what I'm finna explain to you right now. It's time, it's music, so I'm finna like roll it all out. I got it all packaged up. Probably got so many CDs packed. That's what I got Shauna, like. I got my
Shauna
ripping and, you know what I'm saying? Just going through shit for me, you know what I mean? Huh, swag that, but I'm finna roll it out. I got so much music that I don't even really like to rap no more because it's so easy to do. I feel like I want to just roll out all this what I've been posting on Instagram, playing and holding on to because I know they need to hit. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And I see what people are doing. Like, it really ain't there for me to put out music. I'm just say that. And I'm dead ass wrong. You see what I'm saying? I'm really taking shit for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like, be honest.
That's why I asked earlier, like, is it because
nah, I
can sprinkle this shit?
You know that sprinkle can't take him all of us right here, though. This is selective food.
Deep.
Pee-wee long way. Big facts. We kicking it. 100 episode. It feel like big facts, man.
We got this shit going on today.
Feel like this shit.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you got to come back, bro. Make this your home, bro. We need a co-host, bro. A nigga just sit over here and just say, yeah.
I need a lab.
Ad lib, bro. They got memes on this nigga up. Just doing like that. Like, nigga ask a question. And then she got millions of views. Like, yeah. Bro, you was fried, bro. Like, you think you brought that to the game? Like, nigga just being fried up. Like, bro, he fried, but he smart. You get what I'm saying? Like, he aware, but he tricking y'all. See, I know what one you want
to do. I know it's up.
Who you think you got there? Like, come on, bro. Yes. Niggas do that, fully pull us over. I'm retarded. By the time you get through knowing that I'm retarded, you have a nice day, son. You off your meds. But you know a lot of rappers do that now. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm just out my mind, but really, bro, I don't want to ask that shit to my bank. Bro, you trying to get me to say some bullshit. I ain't doing that, but yeah.
Where you came from, bank?
You, nigga.
Real man. They just protecting their energy. Man.
That was it. Okay, I go with that. But niggas want to hear it though.
I know it. That's why that shit big facts. You right, too, Black?
Niggas want to hear what you got to say because it's like when a nigga get in the space as a teacher, you can't stop. Mm. Can't stop getting it to him indirectly. You ain't trying to. Niggas just being you is helping somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's the way to goddamn avoid these bullshit ass questions. That's the way, but I'm just fried up. I don't know what y'all folks talking about.
But when you fried up, you don't even be trying to do it. You just really just kick it.
Facts. But you notice it. Like, this one working. This the one. This the one. I got to go up and nacho the one. I got to roll me a bat up again to get this shit right. What do we do, man? Is that some real Atlanta shit? Because niggas do that even in the hood. Like, I'm retarded. I don't know what you're talking about, but what, that money ain't right.
That shit all the way out to the end. Hell yeah.
That one more time.
I ain't that retarded. Huh? Nigga don't know about that, but the paperwork.
Right.
Right. Oh boy, yikes in the bike.
Nigga get precise when that money come out. You get real precise when that money come out. Nigga talking like a motherfucker.
You can weigh that shit. Whole yesterday.
What's your favorite thing to cook when you're in the kitchen? Because, you know, a lot of people don't know, like, you really be chefing that shit up on the low. But if you had to pick, like, your favorite dish, like, what would it be?
No, I can't lie, Jada. I make a burger, Jade.
I think you're going to say that.
Burger, Jade. You know I can't lie. I swear I'm a fool with that bitch.
Are you a fool with the burger?
What's the recipe?
Yeah, the nigga got some shit going on.
What's the recipe
burger,
on the burger?
Yeah, the nigga nachos.
You ain't gonna put the recipe out there for the burger? That long way burger. What's the recipe?
Seeds out.
A lot of it. Enough of it.
Yeah, how much of it, bro?
Enough of it.
Salt bay.
Salt bay that motherfucker.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Would you
man.
Put mayo, mustard, ketchup? What'd you put on this? Just straight season.
Spinach and organic mayo. It get extra fire. Put me a cucumber.
Not a cucumber.
There's cucumber.
It's like a pickle. It's a better pickle. Cucumber.
Oh my gosh.
My nigga long way in this bitch.
Yeah, man. Pioneer. Today is a good day. Like
young pioneer in this like, gang, man. Yeah, man,
y'all
doing?
Made it to 100 shows, man. That's powerful.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, but what's even more powerful is that you here because we've been trying to get your ass since episode one.
He doing the same shit on Spud. Yeah, Black. Yeah. Tomorrow.
We on the way.
I really want to come in here and promote something.
Fuck that. We just chopping it.
This is what you got to know about your fans, too. They love you. They want the music, but they love you. So if you go do
100, though, if I was a podcaster, I wouldn't be up here hollering at y'all. If I would. Like, I'm just saying, like, because I'm a person,
who
too.
You?
Like,
listen,
if I got something to talk, I got
to. You ain't do a lot of radio interviews, about. But if I hit you, you'll pull up to talk to me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So he know he in good hands talking to us.
Yeah, because this something right here that I will come talk to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Pop up on our game, not just on no Muse shit where we talk about the weather.
I just want to come watch y'all interview somebody, man.
That's it.
What made you stop DJing Scream?
I still DJ. I will DJ.
He's talking like mixtapes and shit like that, right?
Yeah, man.
It just ain't the same. Plus, you know, Keem come from the family, so it's like the young boys is doing what they do now. And like I said, we are podcasters. You know what I mean?
Something about this podcast.
We embrace this shit.
I made you stop selling Jada cakes.
Congratulations. You know, I'm on TV. Certain shit I can't do no more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just No, but real shit though, like I don't be having a time that I used to have. Like, my schedule is like, man, bro, you don't even understand. Like, my schedule is crazy. So, like, I be trying to get them in when I can, but it's like, if I make 10 of them, it's 60 other people that I was supposed to have made them for. So, like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I be feeling, like, really, like, terrible and bad because I made it for these 10 people, but these other 60 people that have been waiting a year and a half, I wasn't able to make their shit. Like, so it's like, man, that shit be fucked up. But
you do make a motherfucker wait a year and a half or something.
That's a hell of a
wait. I'm coming back for like the holidays and shit. I'm gonna do a little run and then I'm gonna get up out of
there.
So
tell the world about the Jada tapes. What kind
of vibe? So the Jada tapes came about. Shout out to my brothers, DJ Plug and Chaos. Like, they always used to say, like, I need to rap or I need to do a mixtape or I need to do this, whatever. But then when I got into, like, the whole playlisting shit, like, being able to make my own like list of songs, like I kind of started realizing like, damn, this is just like if I like just put a collection of my favorite shit and like put it out, you know what I'm saying, type shit. So it's like it's always like so many people that are trying to get me to like listen to them or, you know, try to do this or do that or whatever, whatever. And I don't always have time to, you know, listen to everybody's shit. But I just figured, like, me doing a mixtape could give people a chance to get my stamp without taking up all of my time. So, like, if I mix y'all shit in on some, like, already popping shit that I really like or that I listen to all the time and just, like, you know, put it out there like I'm kind of endorsing it because I fuck with it, then that's the same as you, like, sitting down talking to me. Well, it's not really the same, but it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The same type of shit. So that's where that came from. So we're getting everything together now, and it's definitely going to be out before Christmas, but it's probably going to be like the second or third week in December. And I'm just like fucking with all of the up and coming people that I think sound good. You know what I'm saying? If I don't really care for the music, I'm not going to like down it or no shit like that, but it ain't going on my tape.
So you ain't gonna put no major artists on them.
I thought you were doing it like.
Yeah, it's gonna be like 10 of my favorite songs from like my friends and the people that are already established, and then I'm gonna have 8 slots for like independent people and like mix that shit in, because I don't want to do a whole mixtape full of like niggas that don't nobody know, because then that's like defeating the purpose. Ain't nobody really gonna listen to that shit. Right. But if it's some shit that like songs that niggas fuck with already. And like,
you know, you probably be flexing your muscle on the Jada Taylor.
Facts.
Yeah.
I think you should do, me personally, I think you should do 12 songs, well, 10 songs, 7 of your friends and 3 lucky people.
No.
She gotta be worse songs.
But see, the thing is, yeah, it's gonna be that. But when it comes to like, I'm gonna wait until probably like maybe the second or third one, maybe the third one, to like flex the muscle, like you said, when it starts coming.
You gotta come on back. Fuck, we waiting on.
Jay, what you waiting on?
Getting a song from these niggas. Bro gonna give you one. You know you gonna get one from bro.
So put the exclusives on the first one.
Yes,
you gotta flex your muscle. You gotta.
So the next one you drop, niggas be willing. Niggas got budgets.
Say less.
Nigga willing to pay $100,000 to get on a J mixtape.
Say less.
They gonna get their publishing, their money back. You know what I mean? It is what it is. This shit bending now.
That boy Yikes to move over to the side. Nah, for real. We gonna chop it up. Cause y'all can be the A&Rs. Fuck it. Of the project. It's a budget for that too.
I got 2 songs in my phone from Big Boy that I ain't got for this. I got some fight.
Let's get it, dog.
Hey.
Appreciate that, twin.
Hey, Pee-wee, goddamn. What you think is the best experience you got, like, out of this music shit, like, that you want to got, like, if you just stay doing some other shit? Like, damn, bro, I'm glad I was a rapper. I mean, I'm glad I got in the music shit. I got to do this.
I'm glad Guwa told her to pull up.
Nah, I'm saying, like, after it happened, and then you, like traveling or whatever, just whatever.
Oh yeah, I explored the world. I just seen a whole lot of shit that I know wasn't gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like, making that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So like, damn, this shit, this rap
shit.
Pay
Uncle Sam. I ain't never know what I had to pay Uncle Sam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sam ain't no hoe.
We appreciate everybody rocking with us. The 100th episode of Big Facts. Make sure y'all check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute. Appreciate you, Pee Wee, for pulling up. And of course, we're keeping going. You know what I'm saying? It's just 100. We're gonna keep going. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's
get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.